Now we're heading up to historic Newport Country Club in Newport, Rhode Island. Hank Thompson joins us, the senior director of the U.S. Senior Open Championship. Hank, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Hey, good morning, Ann. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm looking at the leaderboard here, and I see that round four is delayed due to fog.
Correct. Yeah, it's a little soupy out here in Newport right now, and we're potentially got a little bit of dangerous weather coming in as well. So, unfortunately, my attention may be a little bit diverted at the moment, so I apologize.
Oh, my goodness. It's, yeah, because I know you guys kind of pushed the fourth round to early this morning, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, very, very special place, Hank, Newport Country Club. I know it hosted the first U.S. Open in 1895, two U.S. amateurs, 1895, and then 95, Tiger won it, and then the U.S. Women's Open in 2006, Annika won it. And now the first U.S. Senior Open, how are the players loving it when the weather's good?
Yeah, I think every player that's been on site has enjoyed their time in Newport, not only at Newport Country Club, but in the immediate area. Obviously, some players didn't play well enough to keep playing this weekend, but definitely looking forward to a fantastic round today once we get it started.
Well, when you're inside that clubhouse of Newport Country Club, you feel like you're walking into like a scene of The Great Gatsby, right? Stepping back in time.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that obviously the age of it, knowing that the USGA really started here along with Newport Country Club and some other founding clubs. You walk in there to think about who may have walked in there, from the icons of our country to some of the best players, whether it was at the first U.S. Amateur and first U.S. Open, or the U.S. Amateur 95 in 2006. So the club has a great pedigree and champion golfers. So it's pretty amazing to think about that.
And you have a Japanese player, Fujita. He has a two-shot lead at 14 under over Steve Stricker. Boy, and Stricker, he's just excelled on the senior tour. What, he's won like seven major titles on the PGA Tour Champions. So we'll see if Stricker can overtake Fujita. But what are your thoughts as far as when they're going to get this thing played?
And if I knew that the answer to that question, I'd probably be talking to you right now, because I'd have a great business somewhere else to go get the fog out of here. I don't know. We suspended back to 8:50 to start the first round, which is 30 minutes delayed from our original 8:20 start. Obviously, we have meteorologists on site that are looking at it and trying to figure out the best way. Those that live in the area know that the fog is not easy. We deal with it, you know, when we have our championships out at Pebble Beach out on the West Coast, the Marine Layer, and even down into Torrey Pines where we had a couple of U.S. Opens. So it's really not something that we can truly get a handle on and understand exactly when fog may or may not be rolling around.
Right. Not only the fog, though, but I know you have some, you know, bad weather in the forecast. But, you know, talk about where it's situated, because as you know, it's right over the water there, the ocean. And, of course, similar to Pebble Beach, you do have that fog element, which makes things so unpredictable.
Correct. That's just, I don't know the best way to explain it. It's a scenario where it's Mother Nature, and while we have meteorologists, and maybe you can take a look at weather systems, cold fronts, warm fronts, whatever the case may be, it's hard to know that fog's going to do one thing versus another. So it's just very difficult to do. Sorry, I'm kind of rambling here and trying to.
No worries. I know you're looking. Yeah. What's that?
Still trying to communicate to my team and staff based on what's going on here locally. So trying to do a couple things at one time. So
I'm sorry. So you have Stricker, you have, Padraig Harrington. He's been so strong with the, on the senior tour. He's tied for 13th at 4 under. Bernhard Langer tied for 42nd at +2. He was winning everything for a while there. And
he won our senior open last year, and also tore up his Achilles. So it's amazing he's back here already playing and competing at a high level.
Right, I know. He just came back from that Achilles tendon surgery, which is incredible that he's even playing. But let's talk about those back-to-back holes in ones by Frank Bensel Jr. I mean, that's never happened before, right?
We are not aware of it ever happening before. So it is quite amazing. Obviously, our Mr. Benzel was kind enough to donate some of those items to our museum so that we can have those at the USGA. Obviously, you don't get a lot of golf courses that have back-to-back par threes, and certainly at our championships. I've been with the USGA for 18 years, primarily working on the U.S. Opens. I don't ever recall playing a golf course that has back-to-back par threes other than Newport Country Club. So it is quite amazing.
Now, I read it was on holes 4 and 5. Were those originally holes 13 and 14 at Newport Country Club? Did they turn them around or no?
Yeah, we have flipped the 9. So the members play the golf course with their 18th hole being the hole just to the north of the clubhouse. That's our 9th. So their first tee is our 10th tee and vice versa. So it is a little bit different, but regardless, it doesn't change. It doesn't change the way it sets up. I mean, we're still going to play our championship 4 and 5 is still going to be there regardless. So we didn't change any routing to make those par threes become back to back just for this week.
Right. I mean, fortunately he had those incredible, you know, aces on 4 and 5, but then he bogeyed 6, 7, 8, 9 and had 3 more bogeys on the back and did not make the cut. But I was looking at other golf courses in the country, Hank, that have back-to-back par threes. And I remember Cypress Point played there years ago, 15 and 16 at Cypress Point, right? They that 15th hole there, just stunning, 135-yard par three. And then they had that longer par 16th that Marion Hollins was involved with when Alistair McKenzie asked for her advice there. And then Pacific Dunes. And I mean, just, you know, very few, but that I just think that I love par threes. And to have back-to-back par threes, and then Springbrook Country Club in Morristown, New Jersey, they have the gauntlet. 9, 10, and 11 are par threes. That's very unusual.
Well, the championship 4 and 5, in my opinion, are two totally different holes. The fourth hole is an uphill tee shot onto a well-guarded green, but then you got the fifth hole is very much a Redan hole, which is it's on top of the golf course, so it is exposed to the wind even more than the fourth hole was. So it's amazing what he did. I understand it was the same golf ball, which most people, I've never had a hole-in-one, but most people who have hole-in-ones kind of take that hole-in-one ball and put it aside in a safe place, but he kept playing it. And as I understand it, he also hit the same club on both tee shots.
So, oh, wow. What club did he hit? Do you know?
Good question. I'm sorry. I don't know the exact club.
Right.
But.
And he donated that ball already?
I believe he donated the ball and the club, yes.
Oh, that's incredible. I mean, that is just spectacular. Where were you when he was doing these spectacular things?
I have no idea, because I didn't hear about it until probably an hour after it happened, believe it or not. So,
you didn't.
It came as a double surprise to me. So.
Right. So just, I know I'm going to let you go in a few minutes because you're pretty preoccupied here, but what about just talk a little bit about your career. It's just been incredible. You headed up volunteer operations at the U.S. Championships in 2007 and 2009. You were named championship manager for the 2011 U.S. Open at Congressional. For that open when Rory McIlroy won, you worked the Marion Golf Club U.S. Open in 2013 when Justin Rose won. I've covered all those U.S. Opens. That you had a front row seat and worked very hard leading up to all those championships and during those championships. What a career you've had, Hank.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I've had some great leaders and they've given me opportunities and I've been at some great clubs. It is kind of amazing, the championships I've been able to be a part of. Every one of them is special in its own right, but I would actually look at Newport Country Club as similar to Marion Golf Club in terms of our operation and how we're trying to accomplish things. It's not a very big property, and we're trying to make the environment and the grounds very fan-friendly, which hopefully those that have come out have experienced that. But there are some different things that are somewhat consistent in those. I joke with my friends that after I got done with the U.S. Open at Shinnecock in 2018, they gave me the opportunity to work on the Senior Open. I didn't know if it was because I was approaching age qualification for the Senior Open or not, but no, it's fantastic. We have some incredible championships that we run each and every year. Four of which really are only eligible for professional players, the balance of them being for amateurs, which we are very excited about each and every one of them every year. So it is great to be able to do this. I've got the best job in the world. I get to meet a lot of really good people. I get to work with a lot of different people. But in the end, we're trying to accomplish the same thing. Just sometimes we have to go about it a little bit differently, just based on the golf course and what it allows us to do.
And so how many years did you put into this senior open at Newport Country Club? How long does it take to get ready for something like this?
That's kind of a trick question, Ann, because this championship was originally scheduled for 2020. And obviously we all know what the world dealt with in 2020, and we had to cancel this championship. So we really started planning for the 2020 championship in 2018. And there was even some work done prior to that, more kind of bigger level things like getting hotel rooms and stuff as far in advance as possible. But we really designed everything that we were going to do here in 2020. We had it on maps. We're getting ready to build it. And then we had to pull the plug on the championship. But I think that allowed us to come back and kind of look at what we had planned. And while the bones of what we're doing here this week are very similar to what we planned in 2020, we did tweak some different stuff. And I think it's made us better and more efficient. And again, I think that allows the property to be better for the fans. I'm not certain we would have been overly efficient and could have executed at the level we would have wanted based on our original plans in 2020. So in the grand scheme of things, not only did we get to kind of refine our plans, but as you and many people out there know, that we finished our 1,000th championship in Pinehurst a couple of weeks ago, and we're right here starting our next 1,000th championship at Newport Country Club, where we held our first. So it's kind of amazing that happened.
And the USGA just has so many championships. We think of US Open, US Women's Open, but there's so many other championships, as this US Senior Open indicates. And you spent 9 years at Pinehurst Resort before you even got to the USGA, right? So you've been there for a long time, Pinehurst.
That is correct, yes. I moved, I was there for 8 or 9 years, then came to work for the USGA, so I was on the road traveling for about 8 years. And then my wife and I were able to move back in 2013, so we've been back in North Carolina for about 11 years now, which is both of us are North Carolina natives, so we're both excited to be back in our home state.
Will you be involved with Shinnecock when they host the U.S. Open, not next year, but the year after?
I don't know. I joke with my friends, my colleagues. They didn't ask for much of my help this past week in Pinehurst, even though I did a lot of that in 14. I don't know how much they want knowledge from 18, because they could probably do a little bit better than me. So we'll see. I don't know how much they'll want my input on, but I'm happy to be there and help them. I do love the Hamptons, and at least my limited time there from the championship. A lot of great people out there as well, and the staff and membership at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club are amazing people and really good to work with.
So before I let you go, Hank, just give me an update now on this fourth round, which has been delayed due to fog. What's the latest?
Right now, we're still scheduled to start the fourth round at 8:50, which is a 30-minute delay, but I'm kind of looking out my window right now, and while it was, you can still see some. I don't have a good view of the golf course proper, but I would imagine that it's pretty difficult to see from one shot to the next landing area and that sort of thing. So we're taking what Mother Nature's given us and trying to make the best decisions to be able to start the round without having to immediately come back off the golf course. So we're trying to keep that in play. And once we get started with that first tee time, then we'll go and manage it the best we can. And if we have to spin play due to fog, then we'll do that and get restarted and we'll do what we need to do and use the rules of golf to help the players out.
Well, it's incredible that you've taken the time to be with us this morning as the senior director of the U.S. Senior Open Championship, Hank Thompson, with the weather situation up there in this final round. Thank you so much, and hopefully we get it in today, right?
That's right, Ann. Absolutely. We're looking forward to crowning a great champion sometime later today, and we're looking forward to a fantastic day in Newport. So I really appreciate you having me on and following us and promoting our great game and our championship, and we'll look forward to many more.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great day.
You too.